ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Mr. Mix, we're back.
We are back.
Now, we've been off for a few weeks, maybe even a month.
It's been a long time.
It has. We were in the middle of contract negotiations to get Luke Wilson back on the Seahawks.
It's amazing. Seattle, you're welcome.
Yeah, you can thank us.
Yeah, we took no money.
Nope.
I haven't taken a dime for this podcast.
Nope.
But we got Luke Wilson back in Seattle.
We don't know if he's back on the MegaCast, but we got part one done. You know, baby steps. We figured what's more important to the fans is that he's back on the Seahawks, and then we could take care of our selfish needs and bring him back on the MegaCast.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I won't lie. I was so pumped when I saw that last night.
Dude, my phone, you know, I don't wake up, thankfully, to anything that happens on my phone. Like, if there's an emergency, good luck to you. I ain't going to hear it. I keep the vibrate on, but I woke up to dozens of texts.
I put it on silent at night.
Oh, okay. I have the vibrate. I don't notice it. Dozens of texts from people. Luke's back. Luke's back. Everyone's texting me. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I look on social media, and as you probably realized, we're getting tagged left and right, which is cool that people think, when they think of Luke Wilson, they think of the MegaCast.
I think it's awesome.
It made my day.
I was so pumped that people were tagging us in there with him.
Absolutely. So then that's blowing up, and I'm like, this is amazing. Then his tweet, where it's just the gif of the Undertaker sitting back up, no text, no nothing, it's just that, and it's coming from a place in Renton. I was like, oh, this is legitimately happening. So I shoot him a message. And I was like, trying to get him on the morning show just to kind of welcome him back. And he's just like, things are crazy today, but later on down the week. Because I was also hoping if he's like, I can't do the morning, I'd be like, hey, how about around 11?
Yeah, I slid him a DM.
Yeah, you got to get in his DMs.
I said, yeah, boy, welcome back.
Nice. Can he write you back?
Not yet.
Oh, that jerk.
It's all,
after
I'm
all
sure
we've done for him. Nah, man, I'm so fired up. I can only imagine he's fired up. I don't know about you. I mean, there's a lot of players that come back and go and all that. I don't think I've ever seen such a reaction from the Seattle Seahawks fan base for a return of a player like we have for Luke Wilson.
Yeah, and part of it too, which is crazy, is like, and I don't know if this is a compliment. I'm not trying to compliment or insult him, but it's just like, people like him so much as a person.
Yes.
Like, I don't know that people even care about the football aspect. They're just happy Luke's back in town.
They just like having his energy. The Techno Thursdays, the big smile, the ridiculous philosophies that he has, which I love.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah, my first thought was, I'm glad I got the vein done, because now I can wear booty shorts with him.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? We got to get him involved in shirtless summer.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Or flannelless fall?
In. Let's do it. Man, I wear flannels to church all the time. I can't give up on my flannels.
Well, you shouldn't go shirtless to church either, Steve. We got to draw lines in the sand on some of this stuff.
All right, well, I mean, I have other shirt options.
I respect that you took shirtless summer to that. Is the drummer in the band at church shirtless?
What is up with that dude with all those tattoos just playing his heart out for Jesus? Oh, he loves it so much he has to get his clothes off. He sweats bad.
Oh, he's feeling the spirit.
Yeah, he's sweating for Jesus, not just drumming for Jesus. Dude, it was pretty awesome to see that. And you know, the thing is like, you know, he's coming back. I think it's a low pressure situation. He's not coming back expected to be the starter. Will Disley's been just knocking it out of the park. But obviously, it's a team that uses more than one tight end, like most teams.
Yeah.
But they rely on a guy. And I think this is going to be a good fit for him, a good fit for the team.
He knows the system. You can plug him. I mean, that's the thing. You can plug and play him.
Everyone loves him.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I just love seeing how everybody on Twitter just lost their minds that Luke Wilson is coming back to the Seahawks, and that just made me super happy.
Plus, like, I don't know, we talked about it, but when I was DMing him, like, months ago, like, he legit was just like, how Seattle? I miss that place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and this is what he thought he was going to make the team for the Raiders.
Well, and it's like, he left for good reasons. A, money. That's always a good reason. And, and B, he left to have an opportunity to play for his hometown. I mean, he's a Canadian boy, Windsor, Ontario, but that's Detroit. Detroit was his hometown team. Had a season there, didn't work out. I mean, like I don't think he played bad. He just said didn't work out where they kept him after a one-year deal. Gets picked up by Oakland, and man, what a heartbreaker that was on Hard Knocks. There he is consoling other players when they're getting cut, only to find out he's getting cut.
I haven't watched that part yet.
I saw clips of it. It was typical Luke. Even though he's cut, he's still consoling other people. Like, hey, man, sorry to hear that. Like, he's just a good dude all around.
Yeah, and like when you go to Detroit, like that's just the bottom line. Like, they only have so many contracts. You got to make money.
Yep. Absolutely. So, yeah, dude, couldn't be happier. This is a good time to be a Seahawks fan, especially after that crappy loss.
What a turd.
really, like, honestly, I don't typically bitch on social media in general, and I wasn't really in the mood to bitch about the game because I just felt like that was just going to bring a lot of negative energy, and I didn't really want that. But I was going to say, that had to be one of the worst and least entertaining games I've watched as a Seahawks fan.
Dude, that thing was such a turd. I was watching it with a group of people. I just said, look, my philosophy as a if I'm coaching, like, we get that locker room to say, look, top to bottom, you weren't prepared because we suck as coaches.
Yep.
You guys didn't do your jobs.
Yep.
We didn't have effort. So, yeah, we're going to throw away this tape. I don't know if there's much to learn from it. This one's done, over. Right. Season starts again tomorrow.
Yeah. 100%, right? Dude.
Right. Like,
we all sucked.
Right. Like, there wasn't much to take away from that. That would be a positive. So just like, you know, just throw it away. And it was just a turn.
And honestly, I got more angry as they got closer in the score. Because, like, if you're going to suck that bad, at least let it show on the scoreboard. Because if somebody didn't watch this game...
that's BS in the fourth quarter.
I know, but if you're, like, a person in New York and you're not paying attention to the game, and you just check the final scores, you're like, oh, wow, freaking New Orleans won a close one against the Seahawks. It's like, it wasn't close at all.
No.
They sucked.
Yeah.
Everything sucked. I guess you forget how to run on wet grass. You forget how to hold footballs. You forget how to call timeouts. You just forget everything.
It was a nightmare.
Everything about it was just like, what more can you suck at? Oh, that too. Great. This is awesome. So
yeah.
Luke Wilson being re-signed by the Seahawks is pleasant and well-needed news if you're a Seahawks fan.
Yeah. Well, as I told everybody at the bar I was at, I was like, don't worry. That was a turd. We're going to watch the Sounders next. And they laid a turd.
Yeah. I mean, and the sad part is, none of them laid as bad of a turd as the freaking Cougars.
Oh, my God. Dude, I was at Terrence. I went to visit the baby, and we were going to leave.
How's the baby doing after that game?
The baby was fine.
Okay.
But it's 3 weeks old. Steve, have you seen a three-week-old baby lately? I mean, I know you're about to have one, but...
No, I will in December, though.
But that's what I was telling Steve the other day. It's like a little drug addict. Craps its pants.
Comes
through for a second. Is like shocked. Like, oh, man, what is going on, dude? And then goes to sleep.
This is too harsh. Close my eyes.
And then, like, Faded. Every couple hours, it wakes up. It's like, I should eat something.
Who farted? That was me?
It was me.
Oh, we'll go back to bed.
Oh, yeah, I farted. Like, God damn it. Yeah, so the baby was fine. But, like, in the first half, me and Brad left. We went outside like, they're blowing them out. Let's go start a fire. So we end up hanging out. And at some point, I went inside to, like, get a beer. And somebody's like, hey, dude, this game is. And I'm like, no. And I must have said that 10 times. And they cooged it.
I mean, legitimately cooged it. I mean, sometimes that phrase is thrown out there very loosely. That one was the most deserving ever. What, their quarterback had 9 touchdown passes.
And UCLA sucks.
Yes. What was it, 67-63 or something Jesus. Like that?
I mean, look, I love the air raid offense. You got to play some defense.
A tad. Stop. Man, Seahawks, learn how to tackle. I just want to throw that out there, too. Sorry.
It's all right.
Let's get our push-ups out of the way. Let's get everything going because we want to get our heart racing, our blood pumping, and our brain
functioning.
I'm Steve Miggs, and you stink.
I honestly just forgot to get a new push-up song in there. Complete laziness. And also, a shameless opportunity for me to promote that I'm going to be in Richland this Sunday for Reactivate Pro Wrestling, taking on Guerrero Azteca in a big match. Your local celebrity making a trek to a loser town like Richland.
Damn!
Oh, that's just how I am.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually had a lot of fun last time, so bring your kids.
Let's keep the angry thing.
Yeah.
You suck, Richland.
Yeah, you stupid kids that flip me off.
Yeah, you're the third out of the Tri-Cities.
That's right. A distant third.
Yeah.
Out of three.
Yeah. I can't even say what other people call your area.
The only thing that's good there is those damn French fries at that Joker's Comedy Club that we're at. I ate one after I won the match off of somebody's plate.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Classic move.
It was a great move. Just picked it up, ate it, and then got flipped off by like a 6-year-old. Ow. That, my friend, is wrestling.
Stay classy, Richland. You got 6-year-olds flipping people off.
Let's get 10.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Also, this Friday, my arms hurt. Look at you. You look like a penguin. You okay?
I just was like, I don't mean to start it with. Got a great workout in. Like, I'm really tired, Steve.
Did somebody do chest and arms today?
Yeah.
Same
I did.
Here.
All right, right. I was just like, those push-ups seem really hard for a change.
Also this Friday, Defy Wrestling, a big one. We're saying goodbye to Darby Allin. He's off to bigger pastures, All Elite Wrestling. Also, Aubrey Edwards, the referee, also off to All Elite Wrestling. And Joey Janela, also off to All Elite Wrestling. All of them will be there this Friday, Washington Hall. It's going to be an insane show. So come on out, DefyWrestling.com, of course, or DefyNW on all the social medias. It's going to be a fun one, man, this Friday night at Washington Hall.
Tech Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Do you want some inspirational music?
Give some music, Steve. This is a big one.
Oh, yeah.
I have been waiting to make this announcement. There's a time in every man's life where he has a choice. He has a choice to make a decision. Is he going to go out and achieve what he wants? Now, you could talk about it. You could talk about it in the spring. You could talk about it in the summer. But now it's been months, and it's been a year. Steve Miggs, I can see you looking at me now, and you're going, what's he talking about?
What's he talking about?
Yeah.
What's Ted talking about?
What is he talking about? Ted has achieved greatness. Run of play. First game. Scored a goal.
What?
Yes. Yes. Yeah! One touch, strike, left-hand corner, upper left.
I'm sorry, I'll bleep it. Yeah, Ted.
Right? Dude, it was amazing. Amazing. It was f***ing off. Sorry, now I'm getting excited.
Who gives a f***? This is f***ing incredible.
Scored a goal, baby.
God damn it. Yeah, motherfucker. I am so proud of you.
The game was still a victory. 1-0 win. Your boy had the only goal.
You had the game-winning goal?
In the first half.
Oh! Dude, I'm more pumped than that workout I had.
Right?
That is amazing.
So next I ask myself, and I ask you, Mega Family, what's next? What's the next goal? Because we're gonna f***ing achieve that one,
yes,
too.
Yes, we are.
We can do whatever we want. Steve's a wrestler. I'm a goal scorer. Go achieve your dreams.
And when you hit them and you achieve them, find a new one.
Yes!
Dude, that is awesome.
It was so much fun, man.
What was the celebration?
Well, I kind of forgot just my dances because I was so excited it went in. I won't, like, look, I scored a PK, but Steve, by the way, great setup by my team, Ball and Bougie.
Look at you. I mean, a team player.
Oh.
Not taking all the credit. It's very Russell Wilson of you.
Yeah, I'm up front playing a whole shift to striker, and then ball comes to me. I take one nice touch off my left foot. It lands right there on the right, and I hear the classic coach technique. Boot it, Ted.
Yeah.
I spin. Boom. I mean, just struck her pure upper left-hand corner. But Steve, when it racked the back of the net, I was just like, yes.
That is so freaking awesome,
yeah.
Man.
So I kind of ran around, got some high fives, and then my one buddy, Troy, got to stop. He's like, aren't you going to do a dance? And I was like, oh, yeah.
You just caught up in the moment.
I was.
My man, I am so happy to hear that.
Oh, it was so good. That's why when I went to watch the Seahawks game later, we were at the dock, and I was like, no, I scored a goal today. But yeah, Seahawks suck. Let's get another pitcher.
Doesn't matter. Perspective, man. You know, those guys are just a bunch of overpaid athletes.
Yeah.
You're doing it for the love of the game.
Mm-hmm. I pay to play in the league.
Yeah. That's how much you love the game. Oh, man, I'm so pumped. I might have blown my voice out screaming.
It was awesome, too. Because then, as like we get to the bar, it's like my buddy's birthday. So like a few shots are getting mixed in. By the time the Sounders game gets on, I'm like standing up like, so this is how it happened.
Gather around, everybody.
Right?
Shots on me.
Right, like, sir, I just asked for your order. Yeah, you want to hear about the goal, too, huh?
Yeah, come on. Don't worry about the full bar of people that need drinks. My goal scoring story is more important. That's so awesome, dude.
Messi, Ronaldo, Smith.
But you're scoring goals. I'm still your verified champion. I don't know if you noticed that. We didn't talk last week, but I beat All Ego Ethan Page, Impact Wrestling's All Ego Ethan Page, to retain the verified championship.
You are the champ.
That's right. He thought he won. Did not realize that my foot was under the rope while he's celebrating. I might have just slid outside of the ring, slammed his head against the post, knocked him out, ran in the ring again, and told the referee, Aubrey Edwards, to do her job, count him out. 10 count happens, still the champ.
Still the champ. That's all that matters.
Did have a fun moment. I grabbed audio from it.
We did not practice that, by the way. Oh,
sometimes I think this is why we do this podcast, man. We're just like the same person.
Right.
We get excited about the same things.
Right. By the way, also, man, Kathy Faulkner, the other day, we were doing the podcast, and she goes, oh, are you guys doing like a, are you doing another wrestling podcast? I was like, I think we're the only podcast that doesn't talk about wrestling.
Yeah.
But I was like, I can't say, I think I told you this before. People are always asking me about wrestling. I'm like, look,
yeah,
man.
Look, that's my friend.
I watch Steve do it. I like watching him announce, but like, I don't know.
Right. I'm not an authority on wrestling.
Yeah.
Right. It'd be like people coming up to me be like, I want to talk to you about cricket. I'm like, well, I support Ted liking cricket.
Right.
Or even soccer, too.
Right.
I support Ted. That's probably a better example. Right. At least I watch soccer from time to time. And
yeah, you don't have Willow. Come on. Don't lie to the people. You're not watching. Right now, the CPL's going, the Caribbean Premier League.
Oh, well, I knew that, of course.
Of course.
You know, I follow. So,
by the way, I wore that Kings 11 Punjab jersey.
Yes.
To Red Festival.
This is great.
Okay. Only one person commented on it, and it was my buddy, Umit, who is Indian. All the Facebook posts, there's one thing that somebody recognized the jersey. I'm like, Court. And I was like, not only is it the one, but it's like, of course, it's my buddy from right. India.
But it's also kind of a cool moment when someone recognizes what you're wearing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's the guy that got me this gold chain from India.
This guy, he goes off to India and gets you the gold chain.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, we watched Guns N' Roses together and I complimented his chain.
And so he said, next time I go to India, I'm going to pick you up one?
Yeah, he was telling me the difference and how it's 24 carats and it's cheaper. And he's
did he front the cost or did you have to pay him in advance?
Yeah, he called me from, where is he? Mumbai.
No.
And I was like, hey, do you really want the chain? Like, I'm going to go to the store tomorrow. And I was like, yeah.
God, I love technology.
Yeah, right?
Right? I mean, nowadays you can just do that and it's not a big deal.
I will say, it blew my mind traveling abroad. Oh, hey, gentlemen, bro.
Hey, what's her name?
It was weird just to call people from London and like, right? Like, I talked to somebody and they're like, we're just getting up. What are you doing? I was like, I'm freaking wasted. I'm going to bed.
That's my favorite one. Whenever you talk to someone on a different time zone and you're like in the middle of like, I just woke up and they're like, I'm going to bed right now. I'm like, all right, good. Good luck to you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Or I'm going to bed. Really? I'm just having dinner.
So I wanted to play a little audio clip from my match with Ethan Page because you'll get a kick out of it. So we start the match off, you know, at first we're holding our belts and staring at each other, which all is right. His call. He's like, you're going to want a picture of this. I'm like, what is he saying? He's like, just start yelling at me. And so I'm holding my belt and he's holding his belt. And him and I are just face to face, like jawing at each other. But what you won't probably hear on the comment, like when the audio or the video comes out, I'm going, this is like a scene from Rocky. This is awesome. He goes, I know, right? I'm like, are you Apollo Creed or am I Rocky? Well, who's who? And he's like, you're Clubber Lang. I'm like,
so
yeah.
Nobody can hear you? You guys are just saying this?
No, we're having a conversation about Rocky as we're yelling at each other. So then it's like, this was a silly idea that I had. Well, right when the match started, nice one. Well, you're a goal scorer. You could do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch. You want to grab your junk in public? Go ahead. I don't know.
Next time I'm taking the arrow out of the quill.
Oh, you're going to shoot an arrow.
Yeah.
Nice. So I had an idea where I was like, you know, you're wrestling me for my Verified Championship, but you're showing up to this match with your Impact Tag Team title. Now, granted, I can't, and everyone knows this if you're a wrestling fan, in a singles match, I can't beat
a guy.
You
can't win the title.
I can't beat a guy for his tag team title. But of course, I'm going to put him on the spot and say, hey, how about we put it up title for title?
All right.
And then I give him an explanation why. And here, while I was explaining to him in the back, like, hey, this is what I want to do, he just started cracking up. He's like, yeah, do that.
All right.
So I'm putting my title on the line.
Yeah, people know it's on the graphic.
Yes. I think it's only fair, Ethan, that you put your Impact Tag Championship also on the line. Think about it. I beat you. I win the title. It's then me and Josh, no longer the North.
The West.
The Northwest.
Yeah. See, his tag team partner is Josh Alexander, and they're called the North. And he's just looking at me like, you're such a dick.
That is pretty good, though.
Now he wants the microphone.
Sorry, I'm not going to raise my voice for you. I'm going to use the microphone like a professional. Which is so funny because it's literally your job, you idiot.
You're not listening to him.
He's great.
I
I'm going to remind you how this works.
Okay.
One on one is a singles match for your.
Now, understand, the bell is already rung. We're doing this. This is the start of our match. We're not even wrestling. We're just having a conversation in the ring.
Verified championship. Which he's making a really big deal about. But I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm verified too. All I did was fill out some stupid form on the internet.
I told him I didn't have to do any of that.
Yeah.
They just gave it to me.
Yeah.
10 matches are for tag titles. So why don't we do this one-on-one, mano-a-mano, for your title. Stop talking trash. Get your ass whooped in front of all these people so we can get this underway.
Now, you would think at that point, I'm like, sure, we should now wrestle. No, I had a rebuttal. I had a new idea.
All right, so that didn't work out as I hoped.
Until you try, right? We'll see when I throw you.
How about when I beat you tonight?
Yeah, right.
You have to follow me on Twitter.
Oh,
and you have to say nice things about me on Twitter.
Some people started chanting, say nice things, say nice things. It was fantastic. I just put my hand out to try and shake for that, and he slapped my hand.
Nice.
Well, I was pissed about that, so I throw a punch at him, and he ducks and then beats me up.
All right.
It was a lot of fun, man. Once the match
was
out
there.
You kept
the belt, though.
Yeah, I did. I'm still the champion, and he never followed me on Twitter. But then again, he never agreed to, so I understand.
He never followed you on Twitter?
No! He never agreed to it. Next time we wrestle, I'm putting that back up there again.
You gotta throw a little more mustard on it, though, and say really nice things about me.
Dude, when I said that and people started laughing, I'm like, oh my God, this is working. This is so stupid, but this is working. The crowd was totally invested in it.
Can you curse?
I try not to, but right. You can. There's kids there. So
Could you say effing?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, he said the S word.
Say nice things and maybe compliment my effing dog.
Yes. Dude, one time, talk about not saying the right thing, but it was really funny. One of my buddies, Jordy Taylor, he's a great wrestler from Canada. He's a loose cannon. Like, he's just...
Jordy's are, man.
Yeah.
They just are. I'm sorry, Jordy. Something about that name. I only know a couple Jordys. They are... That's the best way to describe them. Loose cannon.
Loose cannon. So he's...
Great athlete.
Yeah, and he'll say things that I'm like, oh, man, it's 2019. I don't know if you should have said that in front of people.
Jordy.
So at some point, he comes out... And, you know, some people are like, you suck. They do that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, blah, blah, blah. And some kid goes, you suck. And he goes, you swallow. And I'm like, what the? I'm at the merch table. I legit crumbled. I collapsed because I was laughing so hard. Because as soon as he said it, it registered in his head that that was not an adult that told him that he sucked. But he's also, you can see in his eyes, like he's like, I done effed up. But he couldn't. He couldn't, like, back, you know, he's a heel. You got to stand strong. So he's like, yeah. But you can tell, like, the whole room is just dying. Fast forward to this night with me and Ethan. Right?
Ted. Well, yeah, you're right. He can't back down. But I don't know that I would have doubled down with a yeah.
Yeah.
I probably would have just kept walking and been like, don't. Let's not act like I just yelled that at a kid.
So then, now we go a month later to this match, because that happened like a month ago. Same people keep coming back, which is really cool. The same kids. It's really awesome.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, I'm starting to now, kids are starting to like me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the hero they never knew they earned. They deserve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't that happen with most heels?
Yeah. Eventually people start to like you. So we're having the match. There's a drunk guy. And he's just like, Migs, you suck. And then he goes, Migs, you still suck. You know, he's just into the, you know, having fun. And I'm in the middle of getting, I think, beat up at the moment. And then I hear this kid just yell, no, you suck. I'm like, whoa. I'm starting to try and laugh, not to laugh. Then later on, I run into the drunk guy, and he's like, did you hear the rest of it? I'm like, no. I was like, I didn't hear any of the rest of it. And I couldn't pick it up when I watched the match back, like the raw footage. Apparently, he goes, no, he does suck. And the kid responded with, no, you swallow.
I was like, was this the same kid?
It might not have been the same kid.
But he heard
but
it
But it's
there.
A returning kid that said it that easily learned that comeback from Jordy Taylor.
So then what did the drunk guy say to that?
He had nothing to say, he said. He was just stopped. He's like, I don't know what to say to a kid after they told me I swallow.
Oh, I don't know what's more. I don't know what is worse about this. That Jordy said it. And Jordy, I get that it just, it's a snap.
It's a quick comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think at the end, I feel worse for the drunk guy because he got put to shame by a kid, but he's right. It's a 6-year-old kid. You can't like flex up on him. Like, mother, what did you say to me?
Right. Right.
And the only thing you could do is maybe go punch his dad, but that seems really unnecessary.
Why did you get punched? Oh, my kid told this adult that he swallows. Well, I guess that's one way to get punched by an adult.
I would have been one of those kids, though.
Yeah.
I just remember, like, I love cheering for stuff. And I remember being at an age once and yelling at a game, like, hey, ref, get off your knees. You're blowing the game. And my dad was like, no.
How old were you when you said that?
I honestly, 10, 11.
That's amazing.
Right.
I love that.
But same thing. I had heard it from another student section and just picked up on it. It was like, that's good.
That is a great one. I never heard that
you
one.
You never
before.
Heard that one?
No.
Oh, high school gym?
Oh,
Steve, that rigs out.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
The other highlight was during our match, I heard this. Call and response chant. Group of people yelling, Steve Miggs, and another group of people saying that I suck. It was awesome.
I thought that was just one chant. I didn't realize it was a call and repeat. All right.
Yeah.
Call and repeats are the best.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I was living in the moment, man. It was my favorite match I've ever been a part of. It was so much fun. And thanks to everybody who came out. The place was packed. The next one, like I mentioned, is going to be happening October 27th, Without a Cause Wrestling. I'll be there. I don't know what I'm doing just yet, but I'm going to be there. Causing some problems.
When is that?
I believe October 27th. Let me double check that.
Oh.
My wife just sent me a picture of her getting her hair done. It's hilarious. She would kill me if I post it, but I'll show it to you, Ted.
Our camp Halloween party is up north on the 26th. On the 26th, maybe you could finally make it this year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. I'll have to talk to the missus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, when we come back, we got to talk about... Have you ever heard of a hip-hop artist by the name of Cupcake?
I don't know.
Okay, because I haven't either. But man, has my world been rocked by Cupcake since I found out about her. So we'll talk a little bit about Cupcake and, I don't know, some other stuff, I'm sure. We got to talk about our big dinner tonight.
Talk about dinner?
Yep.
Talk about, I know a lot of people don't get it, but it's a serious story, but I'm obsessed with those 6ix9ine memes.
Oh my gosh.
Anything else, Judge? Anything else? 6ix9ine. Yeah, I know where Waldo is.
That one made me laugh so hard.
I was dying and he's like pointing at it.
We'll talk a lot. Well, I guess we're going to talk some hip hop.
Yeah.
We're going to talk some steak and also an awkward moment that happened with me and BJ Shea this morning because of our dinner. And I have the audio for you to hear, Ted.
Nice.
When the Megacast returns.
Sometimes you just need a minute to pause and reflect or take a dump. The Megacast will be back.
Now, you don't have to go to your pharmacy or doctor's office to get a vaccine in your arm to prevent influenza. Coming soon to a bar near you. Flu shots. Try the B52 strains of virus shot.
Made with Irish cream, Kahlua, Grand Marnier, and Robitussin.
Or the hot damn, I have a fever.
Whiskey, rum, vodka, orange juice, and Alka-Seltzer Plus.
Or the kamikaze, sweaty, sneezy, sleepy shots you can rest medicine.
Vodka, orange liqueur, a dash of lime juice, and NyQuil.
So this weekend when you're out on the town, tilt your head back and slam a couple of ounces and be prepared for the cold and flu season.
Ask your bartender if flu shots are right for you.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do this. Ted, Steve, the Megacast is back.
What's up, Ted? Yeah, tonight's a big night, man.
Yeah.
We're both going to celebrate your goal, me still being a verified champion. Both put in time at the gym today.
Two champions.
And we're going to eat some steak.
Steak? And I'm excited for an appetizer.
appetizer, dude, their Brussels sprouts are amazing. I know that sounds crazy, but they're freaking amazing.
You know what I will say on this note? I was at the dock in Fremont on Sunday after the games. Their chicken wings are delicious, but they have these fried little cauliflower bites.
Oh my gosh.
They're so good.
Are they the ones that are dressed up to taste like chicken wings?
Those? No, but it's got some sauce we were dipping it in, and it had like Parmesan, like shredded, like real Parmesan cheese. I was just like, I love chicken wings, but I was like, these little cauliflower bites are amazing.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm thinking lobster tails as well.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. We're going balls deep when it comes to how much we eat tonight. It's a celebration for Ted and I just to hang out and have some time together and eat at Snoqualmie Casino.
Yeah, I almost skipped Vista. My second little cardio burst. Then I was like, get that. You're going to want a giant IPA. Let's get it.
I chose not to have a chocolate bar this morning or even a protein bar because I was like, you know what? I'll just have my lunch, my tofu salad that my wife made, eat nice, eat clean. Tonight, all bets are off. Steak, lobster, cheesecake.
Ooh.
The cheesecake's ridiculous. Dude, honestly, like I told you this before, I swear by Vista Steakhouse is one of my favorite places to have a steak. I was pleasantly surprised. I was expecting it was going to be good.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's their high-end steakhouse at Snoqualmie Casino. But I'm like, you know, I've been to some really good steakhouses.
Yeah, sure.
Where's it going to compare? It's on the level of everywhere else, man. It's so damn good. I had a blast eating there.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because you do commercials for him, too. Yep. But like Steve has given me this speech three times just in our personal lives.
Yep.
Like, it's like sometimes like the commercials will play and I'll just spin my chair around and be like, he's not lying. Like, he really likes that place.
I'm legitimately obsessed with it now. And so I've been looking forward to this. And I told myself, once I'm done with the Ethan Page match, like, I had this lofty goal of trying to be able to wrestle shirtless. That didn't happen. You know, but like, I was trying, you know, because I knew I wouldn't get there, but I would still be better than where I was if I hadn't had that goal. But this morning, weighed myself, 201 pounds. My lowest weight since I've been under 200 pounds.
No kidding.
So this is a big moment.
Awesome.
That I'm easily going to wreck tonight when we go eat some steaks. I don't care. It's going to be awesome, Ted.
It is. That's so funny, man. Because after like Burning Man and then I had that surgery. So I missed like 2 months of like working out.
Yeah.
So then same thing. I had to kind of curtail my eating a little bit.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So yesterday I had like a fast day and I was like, we'll get it in.
This morning
I had a small breakfast, lifted. Like, I was small lunch, but it's on.
Yeah. I'm getting that Wagyu beef filet mignon. The lobster tail. I know.
I'm already so hungry.
I'm so hungry. I can't wait to eat my tofu salad.
I know. And it sounds terrible. Like, I like my job. Like, just pick me up at 4, man. I'm busting out of this joint.
Pretend that you're sick.
Yeah.
Yep. Or as Munson used to do, eat a raw chicken. And we were always like, why don't you just lie and tell your boss you ate a raw chicken? One time I think he ate a undercooked chicken on purpose to get sick. He was younger and dumber.
Yeah, that's amazing. Like,
and it's been the running joke on within
our
friends.
I mean, if you're fake, like, what's the point? Now you're legit just taking a sick day.
The man doesn't like to lie.
All right.
It's an honorable thing to do. Not the brightest, but a very honorable thing to do. For all I know, he never did it, and it just became like this folklore. But I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, at some point, instead of calling in sick, he just made sure he got sick.
I wouldn't put that past Munson.
I also think he once intentionally pooped himself so he could tell his boss that he pooped his pants and he needed to go home.
That's fair.
I would rather do that than eat a raw chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, that just sounds crazy.
Yeah, it's all ridiculous.
So things got awkward this morning when we were talking about Live Day, because today we announced that Live Day is coming back in November. Tickets go on sale on Friday at 10 a.m. Go to KISW.com for all the details. Live Day is happening, November 21st?
November 21st.
It's going to be a blast.
Always a great time.
Your show.
Yep.
Completely live all morning, all afternoon. And plus, I'd imagine that the MegaCast will be doing a Live Day performance as well, as we've done in the past. And that usually happens for the people that pay the extra VIP experience and get to hang out, and we do a little special little thing. So if you're, I'm assuming we're going to do that again. So we're promoting it. We're talking about the Snoqualmie Casino, and then BJ brought up, maybe after we're done with our show, we could go get some buffet action. I'm like, of course, like that sounds like a great idea. And I opened up my fat mouth and shared that I'm going to get dinner with you at the Snoqualmie Casino tonight, because I thought that was a cool thing to bring up on the air. But I didn't realize that it could get awkward when BJ tries to invite himself to dinner with you, me, tonight.
There's time to hit the buffet, isn't there?
There's always time to hit the buffet. Yeah.
Snoqualmie Casino, you've got to make time to hit their buffet. Plus, they have a lot of cool restaurants in there. Just, I mean, you've been to pretty much all of them, haven't you?
Vista, baby. I'm going there tonight.
You
Ooh, lucky
duck.
You, yeah,
lucky
right?
You. Yeah, man.
Wow.
I just got real jealous.
How'd that happen over there? Is another thing with you and the wife trying to be cool to each other?
No, my other wife, the Ted Smith and I.
You and Ted Smith?
Yeah. We're going to get dinner. And I was like, dude, you want to go? You want to eat like kings?
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I'm very jealous. You're driving right by my house. I wonder if I should just hitch a ride.
I don't remember inviting you.
Yeah. That was sort of a backhand.
Great line, but ice cold.
Wait for me to see if I can slide in. I guess I can't slide in.
Oh, you can go there by yourself, man.
You ever have a time where you want to catch up on one of your boys and just have like a little one-on-one time?
Oh, is that what that? So if I slide, if I just happen to show up, I'm out. Huh? You're on the outs.
It's a table for two.
Well, I was told I interrupt conversations, so I guess this is one I will not interrupt. Fine.
Yes. See, I'm trying to help you not interrupt conversations.
Danny, Vicky, you guys want to go out to dinner tonight?
Yes.
I got this hot place that I heard about.
You can sit across from us.
We'll sit across and we will have a better time. What we got?
We'll throw spit wads at you guys.
Yeah. Jeez. And then we'll have you removed.
Yeah.
This reminds me of that episode of It's Always Sunny when they're in the fancy restaurant just staring at each other. Are they going to show up?
I don't think so.
How funny would that be? You driving by my house, just pick me up.
I don't remember inviting you.
It didn't mean to come off that douchey. Well, it's like, wait a second. At what point did I say you could come with us? Can't be the third wheel when we're trying to have a bro date. Although it would be funny if we were like, yeah, man, we had a great time. Found out Luke Wilson was in town, invited him, and the three of us got dinner together. That would crush him.
That would be next level dicky. I couldn't do that. I could lie and say I did that, though. It'd be fun for the show.
Yeah, I did it a couple weeks ago to Miles. He's always like, when I'm doing meat and potatoes, like, you should make this, you should make that. And I said, I am not making that sausage dip during this segment for you. And he goes, why? And I just went, out of spite, really.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not cooking for you. This is a segment on the radio.
It's like a lot of times BJ will be like, I found a new show that your wife and I are going to like. And I always be like, I don't remember asking you if we needed a new show to watch. And he's like, well, you said that you ran out of shows. I'm like, yeah. But I still didn't ask for your advice on what new shows to watch. So this has been like an ongoing joke on our show forever, right? And he's always still recommending stuff. He's like, your wife will love it. I'm like, you don't even know what my wife likes. She likes Grey's Anatomy and American Ninja Warrior. Like, doesn't sound anything like what she's going to like, right? So fast forward to about a couple of weeks ago, I'm like, BJ, we actually found a show that I think you would dig on Netflix. And it's a show called Dead to Me, which I don't know if you've watched that yet.
No.
It's awesome. It's really, really good.
I'm on QB1 right now.
It's beyond the so damn good. And honestly, at first, and you'll even see, it's like, it looks like it's going to be like this, like two women who lost people in their lives bonding over the fact that they're widows or whatever. You think like it sounds like a Hallmark movie, but the show gets dark and funny and twisted instantly. It's so damn good, right? Dead to Me on Netflix. So I'm telling him about this, and I could see the steam coming out of his ears. He goes, oh, you mean that show that I tried to recommend to you and your wife for like the last several months? And I wasn't doing it to be a douche. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah.
I was like, I just instantly not want to watch any of the show that you recommend. My bad. So I found that.
Other thing with you and the wife trying to be cool to each other?
No, my other wife, the Ted Smith and I.
You and Ted Smith?
Yeah. We're going to get dinner. And I was like, dude, you want to go? You want to eat like kids? Yeah.
I'm very jealous. You're driving right by my house. I wonder if I should just hitch a ride.
I don't remember inviting you.
Yeah. That was sort of a backhand way for me to see if I could slide in. I guess I can.
Guess you can't, no. My other wife, the Ted Smith, everybody.
Dude, that response is classic.
I don't remember inviting.
My house. I wonder if I should just hitch a ride.
I don't remember inviting you.
Yeah.
Don't remember inviting you.
Oh, I have so many thoughts, but I'll share some of them when we turn these mics off.
Okay. And that's what BJ was thinking at that moment.
All right. I'm surprised he hasn't showed up just to boo you yet.
Right? You'd think he'd want to watch me get my ass kicked.
Right? Has he been to the Defy or anything?
No, the only independent wrestling show that he's ever been to was when we went to Chicago. And I told everybody, I'm like, I don't care what you guys are doing on Saturday night.
but I'll hang out with you guys for dinner, but I'm cabbing it to some random gym in the middle of like some weird part of Chicago, and I'm going to go watch some independent wrestling. And then everybody was on board.
Oh, nice.
And I was dying. I was like, oh, it was awesome. And I'm like, and at first BJ was like, are you cool with me coming? I'm like, yeah, I would love for you to come. It's not a steakhouse with Ted. Like, this is fine. He's like, well, I just didn't want you to be upset that if the first time I go see wrestling with you, it's not to see you wrestle or one of the promotions that you're a part of. It's a random promotion in Chicago. I'm like, no, man, I want you to experience this. And he had a blast. Like, it's just a whole different type of performance art, man. Just be prepared. It gets weird.
I remember when I had that boxing match with Double R years ago.
Yeah.
Like, the months leading up to it, right? Like, so I'd started, like, 6 months out. But the last 2 months were, like, real training.
Hardcore.
So, like, anybody I worked with were friends. I was like, you can come by and check it out. Like, it'd be great. Come by. Like, we could always use people just throwing in support.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody ever did. And then it was, like, a week before the bout, it was like, this person's going to walk out with me and that person. And I just went, no, they're not.
Mm-mm.
And they were like, what do you mean? I go, you haven't spent a minute in that gym? You're not walking out with me.
No.
Like, no chance.
No, you didn't earn that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you don't just get the glory.
They all want to reap the benefits.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, hey, anybody could have shown up. And honestly, I could have used some more people to lightly spar with or whatever, just to get a sweat with.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's cool. Like, you didn't have the time to do that with me, but now you have the time to show up in front of a sold-out room at the Emerald Queen Casino?
Yeah.
Go F yourself.
Well, you know how it is when you wrestle with people, too. Like, there's a certain bond in that misery of, like it's fun, but also, like, this is work.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, we're getting on each other.
Dude, it's a weird thing. I mean, I know for me, I don't know boxing, because, I've punched a punching bag and watched Rocky films, but I can't speak on that behalf. But I would imagine it's the same thing. In a sparring situation, in a wrestling match, which really wrestling is a glorified sparring thing. You're not trying to really hurt the person, but you're trying to, you know... In a weird way, it could get super complicated trying to talk about professional wrestling and the art of it. But the whole, I walk into a room like Ethan Page, I've never met this guy before. But at some point, I'm putting my life in his hands. As dramatic as that sounds, it's legitimately true. Like, if he does something wrong, he can kill me. And if I do something wrong, I can kill him. Obviously, we're not doing certain moves that would put us in that risk, but you just never know. So that you create this bond, like him and I still text. And I never thought in a million years, like, I'd be buddies with one of my favorite wrestlers. And I truly do love Ethan Page. I think he's one of the best out there. And he's super entertaining. And I just love his mentality and philosophy. And like just the other day, while we were in Leavenworth, my wife and I, she's like, who are you texting with? I'm like, oh, Julian. And she's like, who? I'm like, Ethan Page.
That's his real name,
man. This is his real name, man. But I'm like, I'm just texting with Ethan about making sure, sending him some pictures from the show. And she's like, what are you texting buddies with him now? I'm like, well, not really, but... Today I am, you know, every once in a while we'll just chime in with each other, and it's nothing like I'm not abusing that privilege, but like, you know, it's no different than Luke with us.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you just eventually you cross past that threshold of just being a fan. Now all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's a bud of mine.
Plus you put in the work with him.
Yeah. Yeah. And he respected that. Like, I came into it with ideas based off of what he does.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's pretty cool, man. Like, everything you've suggested is stuff that I do. You didn't, like, I didn't suggest anything that I do. And then he was like, well, what do you want to do? And I'm like, well, these are things that I do. And I showed him some of the stuff that I like to do. And he was like, one of them, he got a kick out of the one where I pretend that I'm going to backflip onto someone. And then I just jump backwards and land on him. He's like, oh, we got to do that. And I'm like, yeah, what if you put your knees up and just catch my stomach while I try and do that? And he's like, yeah, let's do it. You create that bond because you're collaborating with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Before we run.
Yeah.
I mentioned Cupcake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I know nothing about. Do we have time?
Yeah.
Okay. I know.
10 minutes.
I have no idea who Cupcake is. Apparently, she's a rapper.
All right.
With two K's. So
Cupcake.
Cupcake spelled normal, except for the end. It has two K's instead of one.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna look her up right
okay.
now.
Okay. So apparently, she's a filthy rapper because she put out
Cupcake.
Yeah.
That doesn't shock me.
I know nothing about her music. I'm totally, you know, this is a little out of touch, your rapper here speaking. And I just saw the headline that said Cupcake is quitting music because she is, said something like, because she's afraid of what she's saying to the youth, right? And I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird. So I clicked on the link to listen to the audio of her explaining why she's quitting the music business. And here's what she had to say.
I will no longer be doing music.
She's afraid that she's corrupting the youth.
All of my music will be coming off of every platform. I feel as though I'm corrupting the youth. I saw a video. It was of like a 13-year-old dancing to the music. And I just decided that that's it. I don't want to do music no more. I want to go to heaven after this. I don't want to go to hell.
I'm like, what is she singing about?
And this is just before a show, she decides to quit or retire.
At some point. Yeah, she just says, I'm done. I'm pulling all my social media at some point. I'm removing all the music from all the social, you know, all the streaming platforms.
All right.
I'm done because I'm corrupting these. I'm like, my God, if this is like a publicity campaign and she decides not to quit, she's a genius.
All right.
Because up until then, I had no idea about her music. So, of course, I go online to try and find one of her songs. And her song titles are rather filthy, and so is the subject matter. Obviously, she's corrupting the youth. One of the songs was called Duck, Duck, Goose. I'm like, all right, that seems like maybe it's the safest of all the songs. I don't know exactly what Duck, Duck, Goose means. And then I find out it's about performing oral favors to men.
Huh.
And here's the song. Of course, I had to heavily bleep it.
I was going
to
say, can we?
Oh, dude, no. No. I couldn't even like play like 30 seconds of it without. I don't think there's any radio edits. It's bad. So here's a song with bleeps.
My news in your phone taking up your data. My cakes got better, bad use it come as a batter. Look down to your dick and tell him I won't disappoint it. See on punishment if she miss a appointment. Sloppy toppy for Poppy Lee, sloppy Joe Shook. I only call you Captain cause your dick is off the hook.
I can't make your dick stand up.
Are you ready?
Like Statue of Liberty once we f***
hard. Top the head of the duck, 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 goose. Head of the duck, 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 goose. Get that dick up and running when he f- covered in all my dick be looking like a goose. Head of that
wow.
Duck, duck, goose. Head of that duck, 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 goose. Get that up and running when he f- this scooch. Covered in all my dick be looking like a goose. Swat so wet you could take a
the look on Ted's face right now. I wish we were on video. You look like you just saw a ghost.
That's very specific what she's talking about.
Right? And she took a children's game and turned it into an oral game.
Duck, duck, goose.
I don't understand how she thinks she's corrupting the youth. With Duck, Duck, Goose.
Cupcakes.
So I figured it'd be a fun game to play of, is this a make-em-up or is this an actual song title by Cupcake?
All right, all right, all right.
All right, you ready?
I haven't had a game in a while. I like
it. All right, first one, Deep Throat.
Was this a children's game or an actual song title?
It's not a children's game. That would be really weird.
I was like, Steve, this seems pretty easy. I'm going to go with Cupcake Song.
Is it a make-em-up? Like, I made up the name.
Or is this a real song first?
None of these are children's games.
All right, I was like, Steve.
Other than Duck, Duck, Goose. But I'm not going to give you that one. Ted, you are correct. It is a Cupcake Song.
Yeah.
All right, Duck, Duck, Goose, we obviously know. Next one, Old Town Ho.
You know what? I'm going to say no. I think that's a playoff of Old Town Road you made up.
It is a playoff of Old Town Road, but it is also a song by Cupcake.
Ooh, Old Town Ho.
Okay, next one.
I got the hose in the back.
Superman D-Word.
That's got to be a Cupcake song.
Ted, you are correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Spoiled Milk rhymes with bitties.
Spoiled Milk.
Boobies.
Right, but it rhymes with bitties.
Yeah.
I mean, my heart is telling me that this is a Cupcake song, but I feel like you have it in yourself to write that as a song title.
Ted, you are wrong. It is a Cupcake song.
It is a Cupcake song. Jesus.
Next one. Whorgasm.
Cupcake song.
Correct. Next one. Juicy Coochie.
Oh, that's a Cupcake song.
Correct. Next one. Best D Sucker.
Still feel like a Cupcake song.
You are correct. As you can tell, every song that I said was a Cupcake song. None of them were made up.
I would have been impressed if Sour Milk Bitties was your song title. I was like, Steve, that's thinking, man.
Hey, duck, duck, goose. This is actually a cool song.
Right.
That is Cupcake.
All right.
So when we're done with this show, we should go in the other room and listen to Spoiled Milk Boobies.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a Bloodhound Gang song.
I'm trying to think of the crazy rapper we've been talking about on the podcast.
What about, you wanted to talk a little bit about, Tekashi 69?
I think it's Lil Gravy. I think that's who we're on right now.
Lil Gravy?
Young Gravy.
Who's Young Gravy? Does he like gravy?
I don't know.
Is gravy a term for something?
I don't know. Well, I got down this weird wormhole like 2 years ago with... my man Stitches down in my
hair. Oh, yeah. You know who hangs out with Stitches? It's our dude AJ Francis.
He really does hang out with Stitches.
He rapped on his debut record. Stitches was made an appearance on AJ Francis's record.
I see he's the internet champ now. Do you have to fight him?
I would like to. We have to. It's him and I joke about that on text every once in a while. Like, get me up to Seattle, man. Either you and I team up or we fight. I'm like, I'd much rather team up with you, AJ.
No, fight him.
Fight him.
Yes.
Yes.
And then at some point, just for me, just remind him about DeMatha and Gonzaga sucks.
Yeah, Gonzaga sucks. Oh, I'll wear DeMatha colors.
Dude, I'll get you a goddamn DeMatha jersey.
Nice. What color?
Probably shouldn't say that as it's Catholic school. Get you a goddamn DeMatha jersey.
What are the colors?
Red, white, and blue.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Gonzaga is ranked above us. They're number one in the city. We're number two.
Yeah, well, you know what? They don't have the Ted Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so Stitches, right, I got down this wormhole with Stitches, yep. And then 6ix9ine, and then, so now we're on Young Gravy.
Young Gravy.
Yep. Well, and I have a soft spot for bad poppy rap that comes out.
Oh, dude, I'm digging Cupcake.
Right, like, what was it? Like, 2 years ago, I was all about Lil Pump.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I mean, I go through these phases.
You're a fan of the Young Little Ones.
I don't feel comfortable agreeing with that statement, Steve.
I kind of want to retract that. My bad. You're a fan of rappers with the name Young or Little.
Yeah.
Okay, much better.
You sound like, what's our buddy's name? Jordy.
All right, let's get out of here. Oh, man, it's been fun. Looking forward to seeing you in a few hours. We're going to eat steak like kings.
Yeah, we'll send out the obligatory picture of us with the steaks.
And we'll tag BJ.
Oh, should we just keep it going?
I don't remember inviting you.
Yeah.
That was All right, the Friday night, we have to get pizza and tag him again.
Oh, my gosh, yes. We need to hang out more.
Right.
So then it gets to the point where it's like, dude, these aren't special occasions anymore. You guys are getting dinner twice a week now.
Right. Like, this isn't funny. You guys are just being D's.
Yeah, yeah. And you're rubbing it in. You're tagging me. Damn straight we are. All right. Take care, Ted.
Yeah, man. See you later, bro.
Follow. Yeah, see you in a few hours. Follow us on Twitter @TheMegacast.